Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor C with another Faith Nugget. Now, we've been talking about this week who Jesus is today and how he lives in our heart as he is today. And in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22, I believe it is, it shares something so critical, and we need to meditate this seriously and get this in our spirit. And because see, if we endeavor to pray in Jesus' name, we endeavor to man, people get healed, be healed in Jesus' name. We command devils to come out in the name of Jesus. We must have revelation knowledge of Jesus' authority. And then in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, it says, and God has put all things, everything, under his authority. And Jesus is the head, the ruler, the superior one to everything. Glory to God. Now this is, glory. Think about this now. And when you operate, glory to God, in the hospital, in church, in your home, on your job, you operating with Jesus, amen, as everything being under his authority. And in the Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8, it says, God has put everything under his authority. And in that God put everything under his authority, he left nothing that is not under the authority of Jesus. Amen. So Jesus is ruler over everything. Glory to God. He's the head over everything. Hallelujah. Now, this is so important. Glory to God. So you face situations, see, and you have a conscious reality of Jesus' lordship and Jesus being superior. Amen. It's going to be easy for you to deal with that situation. And it's going to be easy for you to overcome that. See why? Because when you release your faith and make a demand on his authority, his kingdom is going to show up, praise God, and dominate the situation for you. Now go have a faith-filled day.